Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight, we have five allegedly true, horrifying stories about people who ventured off into the backwoods and apparently somehow made it back alive. But they didn't make it back without a story to tell. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you like true and creepypasta scary stories, make sure to subscribe. Click on that bell and smash that thumbs up. Now let's get spooky. My sons and I encountered something while camping. I still cannot explain it. Context. I am 30 years old, and my sons are 11 and 9. They live with their mother on the weekdays, and I get them on the weekends and any school holidays. When I get them on school breaks, we love to go out and spend some time in the wilderness. I love wild camping, and it's great for some bonding time. This happened last summer. They had pretty recently finished school, so this was in late July. We decided that we were going to go on an extended camping trip, a fortnight out in the woods. I knew a great place in Scotland where we could go. I went there with some mates not too long ago. There was a lake which had clean water and shelter not too far away if the weather turned sour. So, we started planning our trip. My boys were very excited to go on such a large outing. Our longest previous trip was only about 5 days, so 14 days was going to be a whole new ballgame. So, we had gathered our supplies and made our way to the new home for the next fortnight. Everything started off great. As soon as we arrived, we all stripped down to our trunks and took a swim in the lake. Though it did feel great after being sat in the hot car for 5 hours. The first few days were perfect. We were having an amazing time. But on day 4 or 5 is when things started to go strange. It began simply. We had gone swimming in the lake, and when we came back, our sleeping bags and blankets were all gone. So I walked closer to the village to try and get some more reception on my little flip phone I brought to see if any one of my mates who lived not too far away would be able to bring us some. That is when I saw our sleeping bags hanging from a tree. They had been tied with ropes around hoods as if they had been hanged by a noose. Suffice to say, this scared the crap out of me. But I assumed it was some prank done by stupid teenagers that had stumbled upon our camp. I untied them and went back to camp. I was considering going back home, but my boys were loving it, and then I thought I was just maybe overthinking it. I wished that we had packed up then and left. A couple of days had passed, and I had convinced myself that it was just a bad, unfunny prank. Hell, I've done some dumb crap in my past that I regret. Probably just something like that. At around night 8, we were treated to a new horror. It was late, maybe 1 or 2 a.m. My boys were asleep, but I felt restless and I had trouble drifting off. That's when I heard the voice, like they had been smoking for the past decade or two. I couldn't quite make out what they were saying, but the sound sent daggers down my spine. I tried to listen carefully to see exactly what they had been saying, but to no luck. I got every third word at best, and it wasn't making any sense. It gradually sounded like they were actually getting closer, and I was frozen in fear. It couldn't have been longer than 10 seconds, but it felt like it was an eternity. Then It went quiet. There was no sound. I waited another 10 seconds or so, trying to gather the courage to get out of my tent. I did. I climbed into my son's tent and slept with them for the night. Again, I stupidly tried to find a logical explanation. It was a bad dream, I thought. I must have been half awake and just imagined what I heard. There's no reason to go home just because I'm feeling a little bit spooked. By this point, the food that we had brought had been running dangerously low, so we decided that we would catch fish for our supper for that evening. It was fun, and I love freshly caught fish. We spent the whole day fishing, and by 5 p.m.-ish, we went back with enough food to fill our bellies, and I started to prepare for dinner. Gutting one, then two, until all but one remained. I sliced open the last fish, when 30, maybe more, live maggots splat onto my worktop. I've never seen that before. The first was newly caught, maybe an hour or two before at most. It was disgusting, and I should have taken it as yet another sign of what was to come. We ended up not eating the fish. I hate that we had to waste them, but none of us could look at them after those maggots came out of one. So, I heated up some tinned soup. We ate them and went off to bed once more. Again, I stayed up later than I should have. Maybe looking back, that was for the best. Once more at 1, maybe 2 a.m., I heard the voice. A low raspy, though this time I heard a second voice. It was clear, and they were speaking English. Well, at least some of the words were in English. Again, I could only understand every fourth word or so. And what they were saying wasn't making any sense. Once again, the voices grew louder, and it sounded like they were getting closer. I would have sworn they were maybe a meter or two away from our tents. When the voices didn't stop, I prepared myself mentally to protect my boys. I got up slowly and I moved to the entrance of my tent. I stepped out with my fists out in a mock fighting pose. I would have no clue what to do in a real fight, but that doesn't mean I wasn't going to defend my kids. I waved my torch around frantically, searching for the origin of the noise when I found them. Two long and thin figures at the edge of the forest, maybe 10 meters from where I stood. They were pale, almost translucent, but also seemed to give off a faint glow. They looked up at me, with twisted expressions on their faces. They smiled at me, and then they slowly backed into the forest. The second that they were out of sight, I woke up the boys and got them to the car and drove to the nearest motel. The next day, we did go back to get our camping equipment and then we just headed home. That wasn't the end to the camping trip that I wanted. And on the whole, I was able to protect my boys from knowing the scary things that had been going on. Though, needless to say, we won't be going back to that camping spot anytime soon. Yeah, so it was really weird. I went out rock hounding solo today to a place my husband and I have gone before. Everything seemed normal when I arrived. It was a very secluded area of the creek with a rock bar in the middle of the creek with a small patch of woods to the left and a dense forest to the right. I crossed the creek and set up my gear at the rock bar, grabbed a bag and started walking up creek. About 45 minutes in, I kept looking up at the forest. I don't know why, but I kept getting this weird, eerie feeling. Every now and again, I would hear a couple of thumps out there, but you know, nature, so I just didn't think anything of it. About an hour in, I heard my first meow. I was so focused on pulling clay that I literally stood up and was like, "Did I just hear a cat meow?" Did I? 10 minutes go by, and I'm walking further up creek, and damn if I didn't hear it again. I stop, and I'm like, yep, I just frickin' heard a cat meow. How strange. But like, something seemed really off, and I started to feel uneasy. So I turned around and started heading back to the site. Something about the meow wasn't right. It wasn't a painful meow, but just like a matter-of-fact meow, if it makes any sense. About 5 minutes into the trek back, I definitely hear a meow. I'm sweating like crazy because of the heat, but instantly felt cold, clammy, and the hair is standing up on the back of my neck. I know what I'm supposed to be hearing. A single meow, but it wasn't coming from a cat. It sounded like someone or something imitating a meow. I just focused on getting back to my site, and about 5 minutes later, another single meow. Here is where I realized that things were getting really weird. The meow always sounded the same distance from me, no matter how far that I kept walking. I finally reached my site and pulled out my drinks and plopped down to rehydrate. That's when another meow sounded, and this time, I knew with everything in me that that was not a cat that had followed me. I calmly gathered up my gear and started the trek across the creek to the path of my car. And another meow. I made my way across the creek and hunched down in a pit. I parked my car right next to the edge of the forest and was really starting to lose my shit. I get my keys and mace out and put my gear on me so I could just dive into the car and rearrange it later. And that's exactly what I did. I nearly shit myself finding the courage to make it to my car, but I did, and I hightailed it out of there and fast. Do you guys have any thoughts? The rational answer is someone was just screwing with me. But the real question is here, how did they even get back there? It was like 200 meters of forest. In the early 90s, my parents sent me to the YMCA summer camp in the New Jersey Pine Barrens, and was located on the shores of a series of man-made lakes and Medford Lakes, so it's not exactly backwoods. We all knew the stories of the Jersey Devil, but the camp had a few of its own ghost stories, like the White Lady, said to have jumped off a bridge in her wedding day, and Hatchet Harry, an axe-wielding maniac who got kids who wandered off into the woods. Both stories I assumed were to keep kids from wandering off. What I encountered was neither of those. I woke up in the middle of the night in my bunk hearing some rustling in the bushes outside. The cabins were basically a half wall with screened windows all around, saving for the back wall, with 8 bunk beds, 4 on each side. You could lay in your bunk and look right out the windows. It really sucked when it rains because there was no shutters to close. I had heard this rustling, so I grabbed my flashlight and shined it into the bushes across from the front of the cabin, sweeping from bottom to top. There was nothing else in that direction, save for woods, and our cabin group was right on the edge of the camp. I didn't see anything out there, but I put my flashlight out and got ready to settle back in. But then this light appears. It was a bluish-white light, and flickering slightly, sort of like a firefly. The light slowly followed the same path my flashlight had traced, bottom to top, then disappeared. It scared the hell out of me, but I didn't bother to wake up my grouchy counselor. She wouldn't have believed me anyways, since I was already seen as a troublemaker. So I just squatted down into my sleeping bag and tried to go back to sleep. I never did see it again after that point. My best guess was it was some kind of firefly that thought my flashlight was a prospective mate, although the fireflies in the area usually have a greenish hue. I've shared this story before, but I got no responses. So I'm hoping tonight, maybe I will. A few years back, I went camping with a couple of buddies in the mountains near Lake Tahoe. We hiked about 2 hours with our packs to a small lake and set up camp. All was normal during the day. Made some hot dogs and beans and then stayed up till it was dark to watch the stars. Once it was dark out, we hiked up to the top of a large boulder to get a vantage point to see the stars over the trees. I recall that there was no moon out that night, because we could see the stars so clearly due to the limited ambient light, and we are pretty far out, so there was no background noise light from any other humans. Once our eyes adjusted after a half an hour or so, we could see all the stars, even some satellites slowly moving in the sky. Note, it was very dark out with no moon. This will be important later. So after we were done stargazing, we headed back to our tents that were set up by the lake. We have two-person tents for the three of us. My two friends shared one tent and I was alone in the other. We set up the tents right next to each other on the same flat spot. I fell asleep pretty easily because I was tired from hiking and exploring all day. And because it was so dark, I guess I sleep better in the dark. However, at about 3-4 a.m., I wake up to the rustling of something outside of my tent. In my half-asleep daze, I'm not sure if it was just the wind or something. I keep listening, and I realize it's something brushing up against my tent, and it sounds like it's some animal pushing its nose against the tent fabric and sniffing. The sound is coming from the side of the tent right next to my head, so I could hear it super clearly. At this point, my heart is racing, and I am lying there frozen in my sleeping bag, hoping that whatever is outside will leave the tent and it'll all be over. I think about calling out to my friends in their tent, but I don't want to startle anger whoever is outside, so I just decide to keep lying still and hoping that whatever is out there will just leave. My mind is going through every single possibility, and I finally realize what it is. When we had first set up our tents earlier in the day, there wasn't much flat space, so we placed our tents very close to each other. Evidently, they were so close that my friend was moving his feet in his sleeping bag. They brushed up against his tent, all which was right near my head. So all along, it was my friend's feet moving around and there was no animal or person outside. Whew. However, the weird stuff doesn't stop there. And I only realized that this next part was weird once we had left the next day and I got home. As I laid in my tent and tried to slow my heart down after realizing the rustling was just my friend, I was looking out at the shadows of the trees from the walls of my tent. They reminded me when I was a kid, when a car would slowly drive down your street, and the headlights through the blinds would cast a shadow that slowly drawed across your ceiling. At the time, it made sense to me. And I thought it was just like when I was a kid. Considering that I had thought there was some creature outside my tent, this seemed like nothing. However, as I mentioned earlier, it was a dark and moonless night. So what could have made that light appear? It was a very slow drawing light that had the shadows of the trees moving slowly across the tent walls for about 5 minutes. We were far from civilization, so there was no way it was a car or a flashlight from a midnight hiker, because the lights were so steady and slow moving. Could it have been a flare in the sky or a comet striking across the dark starry sky? I still don't know what it could have been, and I only ever realized it after I had gotten home and left the campsite. My friend and I were hiking in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We were just going camping for one day, and the trail was part of the Appalachian Trail near the very start of it. My friend told me of a story about one of his friends and said that he had heard voices and footsteps at night near Blood Mountain, and that he had to night hike because the noises were so intense. So back to the main story. We found a campsite and set up shop. As it got darker, we had a bad feeling. It was like something was watching us. Then it started. We saw a pair of red glowing eyes staring at us maybe 100, 150 feet from our fire. Then my friend goes to dunk his head in the creek near our tent and claims that something had pushed him into the water. His shirt was soaked, and he hit his nose on a rock and was bleeding. Then after that, we heard a woman's voice. Couldn't really make out the words, though. We heard it from in front of us, behind us, and to the left of us, and over the creek. It couldn't have been a night hiker, but to the left, there was no trail. And the night hikers weren't using a flashlight if they were. We also heard footsteps around us and sticks snapping. We finally just got in the tent and tried to sleep. My friend had fallen asleep before me, and I heard twigs snapping right next to my head outside of the tent. And that's pretty much it. Very, very creepy. If you ever decide to go camping in Blue Ridge in Georgia, just know there is things lurking out there in the dark. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the five allegedly true, horrifying experiences of these individuals. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Smash that thumbs up. And like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night, and stay spooky.